Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster ride with your emotions? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Well, buckle up because today we're tackling those pesky emotional triggers and learning how to manage them for better mental health. You know, that elusive state where we can actually enjoy the freaking ride, not just cling on for dear life. Now, I get it, emotions are like unruly puppies that need training and guidance. We can't just ignore them or try to suppress them. That's like telling a dog to stop barking by stuffing its mouth with cotton balls. Yeah, it might quiet things down temporarily, but trust me, it's not going to solve the problem. Instead, we need to understand those triggers, learn how they work, and develop strategies to navigate them like the calm, collected Stoics we strive to be. So, here are 5 key takeaways for managing those emotional trigger beasts. First, awareness is your superpower. You gotta know your triggers. What sets you off? Is it a certain person, situation, or even thought pattern? Think about it, ever notice that your blood pressure spikes when your boss walks by? Or maybe you get super anxious when you see a long line at the grocery store. Identifying these triggers is the first step to breaking free from their grip. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. Remember, our thoughts aren't always facts. They are often just interpretations, sometimes colored by past experiences or insecurities. When those triggers hit, pay attention to your inner dialogue. Are you catastrophizing? Jumping to conclusions? Challenge those thoughts with logic and reason. Okay, my boss is giving me the stink eye, but does that mean they hate me? Probably not. Maybe they just had a rough morning. Third, find your emotional toolbox. Just like a carpenter needs a set of tools, you need strategies for managing your emotions. Deep breathing exercises, meditation, journaling, these are all proven techniques to help calm the storm within. Find what works best for you and practice it regularly, even when things are going smoothly. You don't wait until your car breaks down to learn how to change a tire, right? Fourth, take control of your environment. We can't always control the external world, but we can control our reactions to it. If certain situations tend to trigger you, try to avoid them or prepare yourself mentally beforehand. Maybe that means listening to a calming playlist before heading into a stressful meeting. Remember, you're not powerless. And finally, practice self-compassion. This is huge. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. You're human, and it's okay to have ups and downs. Don't beat yourself up over those emotional moments, learn from them and move on. Imagine a friend going through the same thing, you wouldn't berate them, right? Treat yourself with the same understanding and support. Now, let me paint you a picture. Picture this: it's a Tuesday morning, your alarm clock screams at 6 a.m, you spill coffee all over your favorite shirt, and then, just as you're about to leave for work, you realize you forgot your lunch. Sound familiar? You know that feeling of impending doom, like everything is conspiring against you? That's a perfect example of those emotional triggers in action. But here is the thing. Instead of letting it derail your entire day, you can take control. Deep breaths. Reassess the situation, maybe grab a quick smoothie on your way to work, and boom, you've turned that stressful morning into a manageable one. See? You've got this. So, let's recap. First, get aware of those triggers. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. Third, build your emotional toolbox. Fourth, control your environment. And finally, practice self-compassion. Remember, you're not just surviving, you're thriving. Let's face it, life is a wild ride. But by mastering our emotions and managing those triggers, we can navigate the twists and turns with grace, resilience, and even a little bit of Stoic swagger. Now go out there and crush it. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a dose of emotional wisdom, and leave a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, keep those emotions in check and remember, you're stronger than you think.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.